So we see this question here. This neonate has congenital heart defects. Truncus arteriosus is when, instead of having pulmonary artery and aorta coming off the right and left ventricles respectively, we just have one combined vessel. Okay, so that results in cyanosis in the neonate. A VSD in and of itself will not result in a cyanotic neonate. But clearly, in this kid, the combination of the two proved fatal. The bottom line is, doesn't really matter, truthfully, what the specific cardiac defect is. If the USMLE asks you any type of obscure embryology where you're like, oh, fuck, like mantle layer neuroblasts, like embryonic mesoderm, and you just have like no clue, the answer is pretty much always neural crest. That's just what you need to know. Failure of neural crest migration, they love that. Also applies to fetal alcohol syndrome. You can get heart lung fistulae, okay? So they might just give you a standard, just mom was drinking during pregnancy, there's some sort of cardiac defect. What was the issue? And the answer, failure of neural crest migration. So this answer will show up everywhere. Same thing for Hirschsprung. Okay, so you'll see that classically. You'll get a kid who has constipation. The kid can range anywhere between a neonate up to school age. Hirschsprung has various severities, but this will be failure of neural crest migration distally in the bowel. So, just bottom line is for the USMLE, you do not need to be off memorizing 100 different embryologic derivatives. It's not worth your time. You need to just know that if you get a question like this, answer's pretty much always neural crest when they're asking about a cardiac defect. That's it.